got the double mic.
Yeah. Can I go ahead and get you the say it, find your name for that?
John Fisher, JohnFisher.
And then for the writer.
Right, yes. Of Nostalgia.
Like
yeah.
Wait, so John, yeah, just go ahead and hold it like
okay,
that.
Okay, cool.
And then sort of like just whatever. Yeah. So tell us a little bit about your history. Your past in Oklahoma.
Sure.
From Oklahoma, right?
Yeah, I grew up here. My parents are from here. I went to Booker T and Carver, graduated in like 2004, went to OSU, so pretty much classic Tulsa, Oklahoma story. We did theater there and moved up to Chicago about 9 years ago, and I've been, you know, it's a process, but plugging away. I've probably done about a dozen or so, like, not full lengths, but like a dozen or so 10-minute or full-length productions in Chicago in those 9 years. I guess that brings us here.
Yeah, so you've got a new one.
Yeah.
I saw it Friday night.
Mm-hmm.
You've now had your second showing at the time of this recording.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us a little bit about your new show, The Nostalgia Will Eat Itself.
It's a fun horror kind of romp that's like timely. It's about nerd culture and the, you know, the kind of intersection of how we're these nerdy things that were once owned by dudes in the basement, like Dungeons and Dragons and things. It's now becoming, nerd culture is now mainstream, and there's been pushback. Like, if you look at the Star Wars fandom or Gamergate, like, there's been a pushback from these, you know, not only just female, but not just like straight white beardos getting into these things and being, and like putting themselves into that space. And like, how do you navigate that? Like, because a lot of nerdy things were inherently just, they're like boys' toys, you know? And like, when we were kids, it was like, you got the boys' aisle with all the fantasy creatures, and you got the girls' aisle, and it's not like that anymore, which is good, but it's an interesting thing to think about, because like, you see people on Reddit or whatever, they're like, you see these people that are so angry about, you know, like Rey or something, and they're like, oh, this is terrible, and it's like, okay, I don't know, it's just interesting. It's kind of, it's about that, I guess. I don't know, I'm rambling.
So there is a sort of a feminist undertone to the whole story.
Yeah, and it's, I think it's, it wouldn't even matter if it was, if Casey, the main character Casey, who's, you know, kind of our hero, it has feminist undertones, but basically it's more just like anti-bad nerd undertones.
It's,
I don't know.
Just an anti-bullying method.
Anti-bullying, yeah, yeah, definitely. And it's about, you know, because you have these characters, and I don't want to like spoil anything, you have these two characters have never met physically, but they might have some kind of link in their past, and I thought that was really interesting to play with, because, you know, there are things that I've done, you know, on the internet that were shitty. I've had comments that have like ruined weeks or things that, like, weeks of my life, and like just like from strangers, and it's just interesting to explore that as like a background to a play.
Words can affect people.
Yeah, words can affect people, and if you, like, if you, things you say you may not remember, but they could, like, have seriously affected someone else's life, you know?
They could even drive a person to some weird, crazy demon stuff.
Yeah, they can. Also, there's a demon in the play. It's also, like, supernatural.
So, do you have experience writing horror stories like this? Because this horror story seems, like, very self-aware. Like, mm-hmm. It knows what kind of story it's telling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very smart horror story. So do you write a lot of horror stories?
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. I don't think I've written a play that's not have some weird element, or like either consider it sci-fi or horror genre. I may have had a few, but most of them involve something weird. You know, I get a lot of people say like, oh, that's like a, and I haven't watched, but like people are like, oh, that's like Twilight Zone or like Black Mirror or something, mm-hmm. like that. And like that's kind of like more, I wouldn't say they're all horror, but they all got a little left of reality, you know, because that's fun. And you don't see a lot of, and it, you know, you don't see a lot of genre plays at all. I mean, besides like, I mean, my favorite was like Tracy Letts' Bug when I was growing up. He was an Oklahoman too. And, not only do you not see a lot of genre plays, we don't see them where they execute it well and they take the genre seriously and they respect the genre. Because, I mean, I've watched, like, we're I mean, it was all based on all the favorite movies when I was a kid. Like, I grew up in the age of DVD, where, like, Evil Dead 2 came out on DVD, mm-hmm. and, like, you know, all the classic horrors, and I would go to Suncoast at Promenade Mall and, you know, just, like, browse the aisles and be like, oh, and buy it, because they didn't ID me, so I could buy rated R movies there at Promenade, and, you know, that's just kind of was how I learned, and I did theater in Tulsa, too. I used to work with Actors and Children's Theater a lot, and I just kind of merged. I've always been a movie fan, and I've always been a fan of live theater, and I kind of just merged them. It was only a lot of my work, so.
So, you sort of mentioned it before, how mm-hmm. this has got a very 80s heavy, like Evil Dead 2,
yeah.
Video Girl,
yeah, oh yeah.
show type.
Mm-hmm.
So, what do you think is your favorite part of some of the performances in the play?
Oh.
In this Tulsa production?
What I loved about it is Tom Hunt. He is very different than the actor we had in Chicago. The actor we had in Chicago was much more, like, kind of cuddly, and, like, at the beginning, you almost feel bad for him. And, like, maybe Casey's being, like, you know, a big jerk. And then there's that term. You'll see. No spoilers. But also, I was really impressed with Kara, because, like, she just had such a... She just felt like that Casey from the page that I wrote just, like, had jumped out. Like, it was exactly what I imagined, which is crazy, you know? And, yeah. And there's some other characters, but I want to, again, no spoilers.
Right, right. So if you could pitch someone on this play, what
yeah.
was the one thing that you think would really get someone to really want to go see this play?
You will laugh a lot, and you'll be scared, and you might think a little bit too, but it's fun. It's fun. Like, last night, the audience was, we were sold out, first of all, which was cool. So, I mean, that's another, it's going to sell out, so that's why you should go. We were sold out, and just hearing the audience, like, they're laughing, and when they're like, oh no, and, like, you could feel the mood switch, and I think that's very important, why I like horror, like, Videodrome, Evil Dead 2, and, like, maybe not so much Videodrome, because Cronenberg doesn't have that much of a sense of humor, but, like, that's how you make it work. It's like, if you take it between laughing and being scared, I think that's the most effective, and that's why I love, like, Sam Raimi, because he's just the master of that, of, like, oh, it's really funny, but also that's really scary, too.
So this will probably air Monday. So
okay.
How many more performances do you have, assuming this is
Monday?
Next
week, Monday?
It will like
be,
tomorrow.
Oh, tomorrow, Monday. Okay. There are two more weekends at Nightingale Theater. It's at 8 p.m. Friday and Saturday. Like I said, we sold out, so, you know.
Where can we get tickets?
Get tickets at Heller Theater Company website, or on the Facebook event, or just if you Google Nostalgia Will Eat Itself. You'll find that article I mentioned, but also you'll find all the info on that.
Anybody you want to give a shout-out?
I don't know. I'll give a shout-out to Tulsa. It was cool being here this week. I've been here since Wednesday and really love this town, and it's fun to, like, fall back in love with the place that I grew up in, you know? It was really nice, so.
Awesome stuff. John Fisher, thank you so much.
Hey, thanks.
All right. And that's easy peasy.